Hello and welcome to today's episode of Drive Talk. My name is James and this is a podcast where every day on my short commute to work, I drive and I talk. So it's been a while since I've left you guys with an episode. I've recorded two but just haven't uploaded them. I will upload those two today because it's better late than never, I guess, right? Yeah, work's just been so busy that I haven't had a chance to really stop and upload them. This weekend was a long weekend here in Canada. We had Monday off. It was a very busy weekend. Friday night, I had a DJ gig for the 40th birthday party. Things went really well. I was super nervous going into it, and I don't know why. It's not like this is my first DJ gig. I've done quite a lot of them, but for some reason, I just didn't feel as prepared. But it's like, I know what I'm doing, so I don't know why I was feeling that nervous. Maybe it's just been a while since I've DJed in public. It's probably been about a year, to be fair, I think was the last time I had a gig. I don't do them as often as I would like, but, yeah, there was that. And make mental note, if you're renting speakers before a long weekend, make sure you get to the rental place early. Thankfully, I was able to get the last two speakers to rent. If I was unable to get those, I would have been in deep doo-doo. Thankfully, yeah, because the equipment store was pretty much all tapped out except for these two speakers that I needed for the party. So if I didn't have those, I would have been pretty screwed, but it all worked out and the party was a success. It was a bit more of a diverse crowd than I initially thought it would be. My library's pretty diverse, so I was able to cater to most of the people there, and I received lots of compliments, which was good. So people definitely had a good time, and even when I kind of shut things down, people were wanting me to stay, but it was kind of my time to stop, so I left them wanting more, which is a good sign. The rest of the weekend was pretty busy doing kind of around the house stuff. We did some landscaping under our trampoline, which after getting home at 1:30 in the morning and then waking up early to get started on this landscaping wasn't too fun. I was pretty exhausted, but we got it done. We built a little frame and filled it with bark mulch, and it looks like a million times better than the dead grass that was underneath our trampoline before, and all the weeds and stuff. So yeah, it looks nice and tidy now, which makes my wife very happy, which makes me happy. So my dad came over for a barbecue on Sunday, and then yesterday we cleaned out our garage and got rid of a bunch of garbage, so we took that to the dump, and that was a fair bit of work, but it was nice to get all of that stuff out of our house, and yeah, that was that. I didn't really get up to much. I've been editing our video podcast for Second Player Press Start, which is a video game podcast. My friend Darren and I are starting. And the first episode I edited, I did on my computer. The next I tried editing on my iPad Pro. And my iPad Pro really just ripped through the footage quite effortlessly. So I think the iPad might actually be the way to go to edit video for this podcast. It really took a lot less time to render and export than it did on my MacBook Air, which isn't the most powerful computer, but for DJing and music production, it gets the job done. So it kind of handles that for me, but video editing can be a bit of a beast, and doing it on the iPad Pro is pretty good. I like it. So I'll probably use that going forward. I also picked up a Blue microphone. I'm not 100% happy with the audio quality just yet for our podcast. So I've got one mic that sounds terrific, and the other mic's kind of a little iffy. So we're going to try the Blue mic once we record another episode. But yeah, that's just kind of a little catch-up of where things are at. I will upload this episode as well as the previous two today, so you'll get a few episodes heading your podcast client, I guess. Yeah, hope you guys have a good day, and we'll chat again tomorrow.